দেখার পর সেটি ভালো।
Real friend.
Yes. Unreal. for their own selfishness. Yes. When Sudama went to Krishna in Dwarka, having some dry chura, then Krishna thought that our priti should not be for selfishness. So he could not assist him. He did not get anything. And then he was thinking, Sudama did in the way that the Christian is very good person. He has not given. If he had given anything, it would have been selfish for myself. Brahmani will make some party perplexed or anything. Krishna is so kind that he has not given anything. If he had given anything, then I would have been first involved in that thing. And I may forget. So in Krishna love, no selfishness. He is understanding this. But yet something, he wanted that he should give me old cloth or anything. But when he reached in Dwarka, why everything? Something was there. Mood was there. He wanted, he did not want anything from upper side, but if he has nothing, no wish, nothing, then he may have given him really as a friend, a bridge friend. And he had not given anything to Brijavati friend, but he has taken so many things. When they are eating, they can take half thing. So there is no sahib and no dharma. So there is no frame, neither religion. So that Aupadhi Pratishadi. Aupadhi. Like this is Upadhi.
Designation.
Upadhi Supreme. And they are coming. Now we go to Atara. अभज तो जीव करुणा पितर यथा धर्म निरपवादे अस्त्र निरपवादो अस्त्र सहृदं च समर्थना भजन्ति अभजतो अभजतो ये भजन्ति दोसो डोंट भजन
डोंट
डू भजन बट ये एनिमल
भजन के दे
दे आर कौन रहा मस्ती like Peter out, like father and mother. Here, certainly there is a dharma. And nirapavado atra. Nirapavado means nirmal. So, godless sausadam. Sausadam.
Friendship.
And also that both are there, which are not in the first. Or to Madhyama. To Madhyama means very beautiful. One of the signs of beautifulness. Very lean and thin here. Here, Vaishnava portion. Don't do bhajan. Whether anyone does bhajan or not, there are two kinds. So, giving the example, he is telling first Mata Pita, whether son or daughter may serve or not serve, there must be upon them. The meaning of Madhyama is that Madhyama means in Madhya, in them, to Madhyama. These qualities are in you, Madhyama. Faculty, dharma and sauhardha. You can love anyone causeless, no cause, no reciprocal, no swartha. Material mood is that. Gopis should serve me like that. That way. Whether I love or not. Krishna knows that I cannot love. Because I have so many to love. But they can love me, leave everything for me. So they should love me in that way. Now this is Jiva Goswami is telling that this is Bhak Chaturi of Krishna. Bhak Chaturi means his. Bhak Chaturi means. And Krishna the skillfulness of his thing. In other words, he tells that I may have any. And swas or anything. I may love to others, but you should love me. Told so many places that father and mother should nourish their children without any swath. So if they are doing, then it is her. But it is very little dharma there. Krishna Chakravarti Thakur is telling that those who do bhajan, to whom who don't do bhajan, but yet they are sambandha or sambandha yukta hai jaisa. So father and mother are of two kinds, sambandha yukta and without sambandha. Like guru, like other parents, whether they are son or not, but all aged persons used to love other kindles also like son. So sambandha yukta sambandha. It's a relationship and not related. If sambandha yukta with relation, they are karun, merciful. And if not sambandha yukta, then they are snigdha. Affection. Affection. By affection there. That in villages or in towns, old person love any child, no someone, but yet they are snake. No. And in, among them, most Karun, merciful are bhakta. And in bhakta, Acharya Guru is most senior. So their affection is higher than father and mother also. Krishna is taking bhakta also. Yes. In father and mother, it may be that they are some selfish for future. But bhakta has no nothing like
that. But you said that the acharya may think that he will continue my line.
Line means he will help others to go to Krishna.
Oh, no selfish motive.
No. And to love all bhakti, superior bhakti. So, no selfish. And in bhakti, in these qualities of bhakti, Prahlad Maharaj is so karun. He is nirupadi prem to Krishna also, to bhakti also. He doesn't want anything for any his activity. His activity is only to help other persons. So, father, mother and bhakti. In this question and answer, father, mother and bhakti. The prem of father, mother and the prem of bhakti. But bhakti prem is superior quality. If anyone loves or not, Nagarishi will love them. Or any good, any Vaishnava. But he should be at most higher
quality.
Or Madhyam Uttam. So they are sukhi in sukhi, dukhi in dukhi. Understand? If anyone
is happy, happy,
any disciple is dukhi, he is also dukhi. Disciple is happy, he is also. It may be that any father and mother can kill her son or daughter. It may be. And we see it in newspaper.
Yeah.
Always.
Now it is so much.
But any qualified acharya, if they will try to kill him, they cannot kill because there is Uttam Bhagavat. But in spite of giving anything, he will give Krishna. Like Nityananda Prabhu to Jagai Madhai. But there are many so things. Vaishya came to Haridas Thakur and he gave. So Guru is always so much body, whole to his. He is telling that a bhakta cannot leave his disciple. That the disciple is so wrong and he tries to kill his Gurudev. But Gurudev, anyhow, he will be always merciful. A father cannot be like this. Because he don't know that Atma is Amar, that sister. But Guru knows.
But in Harinam Chintamani, there are some statements that a guru may reject an insincere disciple.
Here, Malli, it is found for Pāp, not for Apara. But we see that if anyone does any mistake or Apara unwillingly, then Guru.
Yes. But willfully.
And if he has done so much service, because he's so much time. Valmiki wanted to kill Narada. He told us, oh, Maharaj stopped. But so much wonder, he saw so much wonder. That how he told, and I was stopped. I feel so stopped, and I was stopped. He suffered this thing, and he became successful to Narada by this. Then after that, he told that Mara, 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 and Ram, Ram, all of that. He wanted to kill, but yet Narada gave him. Jagai Baba also wanted to kill. Here he is telling that they don't need any good disciple. Whether he has done any mistake, not apradha any path, then they will go again to him in other births, so many births. Heard from my Gurudev that the real Guru has so many births for his disciples. Like Srihat Bhagavatamritam, Bhargava Kumar, he can in so many births and at last.
But how is it possible, because the Guru will become younger than the disciples?
Huh?
If it takes so many births, it may be that the Guru will take as many births and be born as a younger person.
We have seen that it was always Kishore. Gurudev. Always Kishore. And disciples are taken telling by this Sumadhyama, you are so beautiful. Also, Sri Krishna is telling that your Madhyam question is so good. And you are situated in Madhyam. You are bhakta. You are serving me, serving me. And you are the example of that. Sorry. Then mention.
आज हमको कुछ लग रहा है ये क्लांति जैसी सारी चिंता टायर
मंटू वो मोर
बिकॉज़ यस्टरडे वी लेट यू रेस्ट सो
भजतो की नहीं बात न भाई केचित अभजंत अभजत सुधा आत्मा रामो ह्याप्त कामा अक सज्ञा गुरुः भजतो अपि न वै केचित् भजन्त अभजतः सुतः आत्मा रामा आप्त कामा अकृतज्ञ गुरु गृह भजतो भी न भई दो भजन बट के चित्त में some don't bhajan, they do not do bhajan. What to tell who are not doing bhajan? If anyone doing bhajan, but yet someone are so that they don't do bhajan. And if anyone is not doing bhajan, then certainly he will don't bhajan. These are of four kinds. Atma Rama, Apta Kama, Akrita Gyatru. Atma Ram, you know. Apta Kam, you know. Akrita Gya,
ungrateful.
And Guru Druha. Vaishnava Sneha. If anyone had any swartha,
self-interest,
and it do bhajan of anyone, but some are not so that they don't do bhajan. What is to say about those who don't do bhajan? These are of four kinds: Atmaram, Aptakam, Akritagya, and Guru. Akritagya means Akritagya. Agya. Agyapta Prajukta Bhajan Karen. Because they are foolish. So they don't do bhajan. Where is your bow and arrow?
Where is my
bow and arrow? You are kept in your chariot, waiting for Krishna. अंग्रेजी बोलने में असुविधा होती है, इसलिए स्पीकिंग हिंदी में होने से तो खूब अच्छा तरह से बोलता, तो अंग्रेजी में खोजना पड़ता है. अकृतज्ञ मीन्स नॉट द्रोही,
नॉट अगेन
बाय फुलिशनेस, इट डज नॉट do any good.
He doesn't know.
He does not. That is why he does not do anything. So it is not so much harmful, or he is not so much guilty. But if anyone knows and he avoids, then it is so much wrong and it is so much that So, here is Guru. In our Shastra, it has been written that if there is a Brahmin who does anything wrong and he is liable to be punished so much that he should be killed.
Yes,
In that case, he should not be killed. Anything very, very little should be done. When Ashwatthama killed the five sons of Draupadi and Arjun, and then went and begged him before Draupadi, then Draupadi told that he should give it. Because I am so much waiting for my sons, his mother will also be for it. So he should give it. But Bhim is telling gauntly, cut his head at once.
Krishna also told.
That will be punished. Then it was asked from Yudhishthira Maharaj what to do. He also told that Draupadi wish should be kept, fulfilled. And also Bhim, what should be fulfilled. When Arjun became, he died of dilemma. What to do? He asked, he thought towards Krishna. Then Krishna told that, the Brahmin should not be punished, but he is great God. So anything should be done. You can take the money, Ashwatthama, you will pay.
What is that?
Anything you will like is.
Like corn or
burn. Why they wear a jewel on the head?
From burn it was.
From birth?
But
he was born with it.
Like corn, he has been born with his deep and deep.
Born with it.
He was confused. He cannot be suited. So this was very, very, very important for Ashwatthama. He was Amar.
Yes. Should not be killed.
So Krishna thought that it will not be killed. So he should be punished by apaman. Insulted. He should be insulted. Then he took that money and job. He should go away. He gave like this. Arjun. So Ashwatthama. And he became so furious. And then he again used his Brahmastra on the stomach of Brahma. Actually he was not fit for Brahma. Dronacharya also not fit for Brahma. But yet he was Brahma, somewhat.
More precious.
More precious. And that is why as a punishment he was killed. Here Guru Drohi means those person, son or any disciple, so much having upakar from guru or father, they deny. They don't serve. So they are guru. After that, he will also hear it.
A guru drohi doesn't only mean the killer of the guru. It can mean even someone who does not reciprocate.
And he is also guru drohi. Those who are guru drohi, it seems that they have left dharma, artha, sahurda and daya. four has been gone from them. So Krishna is telling this thing that you are blending me in this
category,
but it is not right. I am not doing any good to you. You are such a mean influence to me. You have not with any satyupakar.
Anything bad.
But I also am not in this category. Yeah, I have not left dharma, artha, sahirdya, and daya. Yet Krishna has this idea that I have left gopis and they are knowing me need food. And as if I had forgotten their pratyupaka, but really I am not. So here Krishna is thinking that gopis has caught me to make in this category, because Krishna, that gopis has sucked Krishna, but yet Krishna has not sucked them. So then Krishna must be in this category. But Krishna in his bhavana ko dur kar diya. Krishna wants this thing first. Vishwanath Chakravarti is telling that the last are of four kinds. Here first Guru Droh and less is Akta Sabja, and from this less is Akta Bhaktakam, and from this less is Atmaram. In all Atmaram is Shrestha, then second is Aptakam, third is Akta Sabja, and Guru Droh is last of one, and it is so perfect. Atmaram, having no outside Atmaram, always remaining in his Atmaram. They know that I am Brahma, not in Krishna and Paramatma. I am myself is Brahma, and I am always in myself, that is Atmara. Bahirdarshi Shunya boliya, apna apni sampurna, apna tai sampurna sukhi evam aparnirpe. They don't rely on any other. Anya dusre ke upar mein aashrit nahi hai. Always they are complete in their happiness. They don't want anything, any help from others. That is called Atmaram. And Aptakam, they are from Bahirdrishti.
Some external vision.
External vision. But that every wishes has been fulfilled, so he does not want anything from any other person, whether they serve or not serve. Narada has not any wish to have anything from anyone. For all thoughts which are Uttam Vaishnava, they have nothing to take anything from anyone. So they are not dependent to anyone. Don't want anything. And Akritagya means
ungrateful.
They want anything from anyone, but don't want to give. They are Akritagya.